'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were all nestled, all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar plums danced in their head. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of a new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When to what to my wandering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whispered and he shouted and he called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, and now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away all.
This Rudolph?
Maybe he came later, I don't know. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up on the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and his beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to work. He filled all the stockings and turned with a jerk. He lay a finger aside of his nose, gave up a nod, and then up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, and to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
What's the time?
8:08.
Oh, how about Nick Wiggle?
8:15, that's it. I mean, Santa's coming, man. If this, otherwise.
I'm not playing.
Okay, that's fine too. The quicker you go to bed, the quicker we can get. Yeah, hopefully Santa comes.
Boy.
I hope so. I think you've been good enough. I don't know.
Tiger hasn't.
Tiger?
Tiger definitely hasn't.
He's sniffing presents over there. I don't know.
Tiger, you have to wait till morning, puppy.
Yeah. Alright, bud. Go give mommy a big hug.
Okay, son.
Wish her a Merry Christmas.